Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend. Okay, let's do this. On with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how Rolex sponsored the Academy Awards. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. I wanted to talk to you today about how Rolex sponsored the Academy Awards last Sunday. It was actually pretty cool. They did a very cool montage commercial of many different scenes in movies, and it cut to commercial, I think, maybe about a dozen times, maybe more, maybe less. I'm not sure on the exact amount, but you know, you had people like Marlon Brando in there wearing a Rolex. You had Harrison Ford wearing a Rolex. You had Jim Carrey, you know, from different movies that are iconic, that are memorable, that are important. And it was a very powerful montage. I think with the advent of movies like La La Land, which won a lot of awards, I believe they were nominated for 14. I think they won about 7 or 8, maybe less, maybe more. Again, I don't know the exact amount, but you know, movie like La La Land is basically like a modern day version of Singing in the Rain, where you have this musical component in the midst of the movie. And you know, it's hard to pull off today without looking hokey or without looking contrived or without just seeming really cheesy, but it was actually a really good film. Some people will argue that it wasn't, but I think Ryan Gosling did an amazing job. This all really started when he wore a Rolex Air King from the 60s at the Golden Globes, when he won the Golden Globe Award for Best Actor for La La Land. And he actually wore the same watch at the Academy Awards as well. But yeah, I mean, as far as Rolex goes, it was definitely like one of those. They just proved to me how powerful they are. You know, when you see a watch in a movie, unless you're a watch guy, it doesn't really resonate. But if you know, even if you're not a watch person, even if you have no clue about watches, or you're not well versed in it, or you're trying to get into it, or you want to learn about it, if you watch a movie and you know there's a Rolex, it's somehow a lot more interesting. And it almost has its own storyline. You know, a movie in itself has a storyline, but when you see like a Rolex, you know, the way it plays into the movie and into the storyline, it becomes its own storyline. It becomes very much like its own actor. And I think that's what makes Rolex different from any other watch brand in the world. And by, you know, partnering up with the Academy Awards, you know, they just, I don't think sometimes we realize the scope of how powerful and important Rolex is as a company, as a brand, and as even as a statement, whether it's a status statement, whether it's a fashion statement, whether it's, it doesn't matter what it is, but Rolex has that power that no other brand has. And it's such an iconic brand as well. I mean, anyone in the world can pronounce Rolex, you know. It's a five-letter, you know, company that, like, it's amazing. Even when you hear of Omega, and you see Omega, like, in films, and you see the way that Omega is even said, some people pronounce it Omega. You know, it's a four-letter word that people seem to really mess up sometimes, because it's like regional, whether you're from Europe or from Asia or from America, people say it differently. But Rolex is one word or one brand that anyone can pronounce, and it always sounds the same. A Rolex is a Rolex is a Rolex is a Rolex. So, you know, I think we're also going to see a return to the golden age of Hollywood. And I think that's very important, you know, in an advent where people are, you know, running companies in their sweatpants and not making any efforts to look good or not making any efforts to dress up or wear a really nice pair of shoes. Like, for a guy, you know, as far as I'm concerned, a man should always have three things: a really nice watch, a really nice suit, and a really nice pair of shoes, you know? And, you know, a watch more than anything speaks volumes, because you can take it with you anywhere. It doesn't matter. You can sleep with it. You can swim with it. You can run with it. You can do so many things with a watch that you can't do with any other accessory. And it also says a lot about who you are. And, you know, I've said this many times and I'll say it again, and I can't hammer this point home enough, that Rolex is a brand that's like currency. It has a value. It has a perceived value. Should you, God forbid, run into any problems and you have to cash your money out, you know that you're going to get money for Rolex immediately. There's no question. Yeah, there's a question of how much, but and that depends on the model and the year and so many other factors, the condition. But there's so many brands out there that you buy it and you try and sell it, and people laugh at you. They're like, sorry, dude, I'm not interested. Or they offer you such a lowball offer that it's an insult, that it's better for you to keep it. With a Rolex, you pretty much are going to get half of what you paid for it. Now, I know that seems like not much, but when you look at most watch companies, you're lucky if you get 10 cents on the dollar. And in a lot of cases with Rolex, you could get more than 50%. It just depends on the model. So I'm really, really, you know, I was really heartened to see that Rolex sponsored an event as big and as grandiose as the Oscars. It certainly doesn't surprise me. They are the most powerful watch brand in the world. They have the money, they have the influence, they have the power. But, you know, it just solidified to me their place, not just in history, not just in the watch world, but as a global brand. You know, the recognition was incredible. And I'm actually going to, you know, put the link so you can watch the video, so you can see the montage yourself of how it was incorporated as a commercial. It wasn't, you know, it was really well done. It was very classy. It was very sophisticated. It was very much something that if you're watching the Oscars and you go to commercial, that you immediately identify with, because movies are on your mind, you know, and it goes from the golden age of Hollywood all the way up till pretty much now in that commercial. So definitely check that out if you're a movie buff, if you're a Rolex buff, or if you're just a fan of pop culture. It's a very, very interesting commercial, and Rolex did it really well. If you have any questions, you can email me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. I definitely do charge a fee to work with me, and that's $150. And should you buy a watch from me within a year, I apply that $150 fee towards the purchase of a watch. If you want to sell a watch through me, I apply that $150 fee towards my commission that I would receive from helping you sell that watch. If you don't sell a watch or buy a watch from me within a year, that $150 fee is for my time. You can also check out my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. Definitely check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at @AmitDaveHonda. My newsletter is a wonderful place to get, you know, informed as well. And you just sign up once and you get an email every Sunday with the latest watch news. To sign up for my weekly newsletter, go to www.amitdavehonda.com/sign-up. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.